From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A senior Obama administration official says the United States has relayed its regret for the unintentional loss of life of Syrian forces fighting the so-called Islamic State group. The Syrian government said at least 80 of its troops were killed when U.S.-led coalition warplanes struck an area near the Deir ez-Zor airport. U.S. officials say the raid was intended for IS militants surrounding the airport and was halted when commanders learned the bombs had hit Syrian troops. Russia called an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council to discuss the incident and its implications for a fragile ceasefire hammered out by the United States and Russia earlier this month. Vitaly Churkin is Russia's ambassador to the U.N.
Why would all of a sudden the United States choose to help the Syrian armed forces defending Deir ez-Zor? After all, they did nothing when ISIL was advancing on Palmyra. ISIL made a 100-mile march without being attacked by the coalition.
U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said the emergency meeting is a stunt meant, that is, to distract the world from Russia's failure to bring the Assad regime to heel.
It's the classic magician's sleight of hand. Get the world and the media to focus here so they maybe take their eye a little bit off what's happening over there. What's happening over there is so important. It's jeopardizing something that gives the Syrian people a chance.
Power said the Russians are not delivering on their end of the Geneva deal. As part of that deal, a ceasefire went into effect on Monday, but sporadic fighting has continued since. This is VOA News. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump told supporters in Texas Saturday that the Obama administration has failed to protect Americans, and that's led to several deaths at the hands of illegal aliens. Speaking in Houston, Texas, to the Remembrance Project, a group that advocates for families whose relatives were killed by immigrants living in the United States illegally, Trump said an open border policy has only led to tragedy.
Hundreds of individuals who have been given visas and refugee, and think of this, they've been given visas, their refugee admissions into the country subsequently were charged with terrorism, and nobody does anything about it. Nobody does anything about it.
Critics have said the Remembrance Project uses families of victims to promote a hateful political agenda. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton's former opponent, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, told voters in Ohio that the Democratic nominee wants to reduce student debt burden so more people can go to college.
It is not good enough for us just to talk about first grade through 12th grade. That was good 50 years ago. Today, we must be talking about making public colleges and universities tuition-free.
Clinton and President Obama are attending the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation dinner in Washington. The Democratic nominee is hoping that African Americans will turn out in her favor in November. Recent polls have shown Clinton with a narrow lead over Trump. President Obama used his weekly media address to urge the U.S. Congress, in his words, to do its job. Mr. Obama called on Republicans to pass legislation to fight the Zika virus, to provide relief for flood victims in Louisiana, and to consider his Supreme Court nominee.
At the very least, we should expect that they should do their jobs and protect us from disease, help us recover from disaster, keep the Supreme Court above politics, and help our businesses grow and hire.
Mr. Obama urged voters to contact their representatives, and if they are not satisfied, in his words, you know what to do in November. Pope Francis encouraged European countries to welcome refugees fleeing violence in order to reduce terror and foster a greater sense of humanity and hospitality. Speaking in Rome to alumni of Jesuit schools, Francis said, "Authentic hospitality is our greatest security against hateful acts of terrorism." And thousands of people turned out in several German cities to protest against two trade deals between the European Union and the United States and Canada. The demonstrators said the deals will hurt quality control and environmental protection. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.